Interest in item 10.1, on Bark Ridge rezoning application. Significant non-pecuniary interest, as I'm a very close friend, who has listed an objection. And 11.2, proposed council public road closures at Bengala Mine. Family member who works for a major contractor at Bengala.
Thank you. Councillor Scholes.
Yes, again, 10.1, significant non-pecuniary. The proponent is a long-term friend, and three of the complainants are friends.
Councillor Woodruff.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, I have three, 11.2, 11.3, 11.4. All pecuniary, Mr. Mayor. My employer undertakes work on the for all three applicants.
Thank you. And so that was, can I just check, 11.2, 11.3, 11.4?
Correct.
Thank you.
10.1, I have a non-procurement interest with the applicant of 10.1. I do work with him at the same place he works for, and also have a lot of contact with some of the opponents of the project. 11.2, 11.3 and 11.4, as I contract work to all the mines involved in those road closings.
Thank you. Councillor Ross. The manager of governance.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a keen interest in post council item 19.2, memorandum of understanding of the Shire Council for acceptance and disposal of waste. I'm a councillor of the Upper Hunter Shire Council.
Now, I know there is at least one disclosure on the screen. I'll come to that. Are there any disclosures left in the room? Councillor Foy?
Yes, I have a significant non-pecuniary interest in 19.9 for the Richard Gill National Music Academy. My daughter is enrolled to attend next year.
Are there any other disclosures from any of the councillors on the, I don't know what I call it, the screen?
Zero.
Good. Thank you. Are there any other disclosures? Good.
No.
Zero.
Six is public participation. Now, I did offer the opportunity that if anyone felt that they were cut off and might want to say a few more things, and particularly I was thinking of you, Mr. Cole, that you might wish to say something more, but don't feel that I'm suggesting you should. I'm just giving you that opportunity. You're happy. Thank you. Well, that takes us then to 10.1, sorry. Can I move with respect to that? Sorry, I've got councillors that need to exit the room. I will be glad when COVID-19 is over. I'll just be getting it right as it finishes. Can I move with respect to 10.1 that the matter be referred to the Planning Assessment Committee to liaise with the proponent in some more detail about the proposal, and to that the council so amend its delegation to the committee to give effect to one. Councillor Woodruff,
is there any question?
Yes, Councillor Foy.
With the Planning and Assessment Committee, if that was the correct name of that, can other councillors potentially participate in that?
Yes, most certainly.
In that case, I'm happy with that.
And just to be clear, it still would have to come back to the council to be resolved.
For endorsement, yeah, I was just hoping to have
what some, I'm only, yeah.
input into the actual process. Yeah.
I'm only proposing just that might be a quicker way to resolve some of the potential issues. I did want to say a few words in respect of it, though, and that is that I think there are considerable issues that I have with the proposal, and although I think this is a parcel of land that in the orderly and logical extension of the rural small lots in Musselbrook ought to have come before East Brooklands. In many respects, that decisions made in the 1990s. I think East Brooklands has taught this council, and I'm happy to say I didn't constitute it at the time that East Brooklands was approved in all of its 30 or something stages. We've learnt a lot from that experience. In my personal view, it was not a good development. It fell well short of being a good development. And I have concerns about this. And in addition to the matters raised by Mr. Baker, which I thought were apt and I thought, as I said, very generous, it's very rare, and I've been a councillor for 10 years at least or something a little more, very unusual for an opponent of a DA to be so generous and limited and confined in terms of what they want. And I have to say, from my personal perspective, seems very reasonable. If I were the owner of such a large lot, I wouldn't necessarily want to see multiple clotheslines and have multiple backyards. And it does seem to me that that is something that should result from some of this dialogue. In addition to that, I have concerns about the residual remnant vegetation, particularly things like the Juris tricolour being contained, albeit conceptually, it's not a DA as is pointed out, or a subdivision, even conceptually constrained, it would end up a bit like the Weeping Mile that we have in Denman, which is just fenced off, and there it sits outside of its natural habitat, outside of any connectivity with the rest of the flora and fauna, which is so critical to its preservation. And it's not just true of that species, but really to me there needs to be contiguous environmental zones would be best practice these days in lots of in subdivisions of this type. And although it is only a rezoning and not a subdivision, I think the truth is many of the considerations are identical. In rezoning it, we do need to be mindful of the environmental impacts, of the bushfire impacts, of the topography. And one of the concerns I have about the topography is a lesson that I think this council must have learned from East Brooklands, where stage one to this day hasn't been fully developed because small lots were developed on a hillside. And I noticed the topography, and I'm going to say the east of the site, is very steep as it goes up towards the water tower, and I would have thought it was not an ideal location for small lot development. Nonetheless, I did begin by saying I think that some development ought to occur. It is the logical and extension of the town. As I said, I think it should have occurred well before East Brooklands. And I think there is some sympathy with the demand analysis too, because we're in a position with East Brooklands that just so many lots were released in the 1990s and 2000s that it really has impacted the market in such a way that it's idled the market or sterilised the market. But Mr. Cole makes a very valid point too in his submission that there ought to be more than one release. It's not appropriate to have only one release for obvious reasons, because it means that one developer could park up the future development of a community. So I think there is a lot of work still to be done, and I think that work is best done in the planning committee. I want to assure the community, though, this is the first time I think that it's come before the council, as opposed to the council for the purpose of assessment. And I certainly am very much looking forward to that dialogue should it occur. Now, does anyone else wish to be heard or say anything before I commit that motion? Well, not that you get a choice, I'm afraid. Yeah. So you really can't, I'm afraid, yeah. Such as the... But I'm sure we can have a chat afterwards if you're still around at 9 o'clock or whatever we end. Can I put that then? All those in favour say aye. Actually, we might raise a hand because of the DA. Oh, did I have... I had Councillor Woodruff seconding, I think. So all those in favour, if you could raise a hand.
Yeah.
And and I assume that
those that I can't see are raising hands, I might have to go through them. Your hands up, thank you.
Yeah. We actually have the capacity to press a button that says I'm raising my hand in Microsoft Teams. I don't know if you can see that.
Yes, but Jessica's not on.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. All right, that's carried. Now, please, if you're only here for that issue, don't feel that you have to stay. We do appreciate the audience, but we also know that our meetings are particularly boring. But if you do wish to stay, you're most entitled to do so, and we certainly welcome your interest. But we certainly won't be offended if you go home and get some dinner. And as I say, that's just, it's been referred to the Planning Assessment Committee so that that committee, which consists of councillors, can liaise more directly with the proponent about potentially resolving some of these issues. All right, well, I'm going to move on to 10.2.
We just need to get
Thank you.
Thank you.
10.2. This is the Shire-wide LEP and DCP.
This is the
Shire-wide
LEP, just for notation of the applicant. Councillor Bowditch, Councillor Woodruff, any dissent? Put it. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Nay, the ayes have it. It's carried. 10.3, I have Councillor Ward and Councillor Woodruff.
This is the Native Bird Public Art Den.
Yes.
Is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye. Sorry, I've forgotten about the delay. It's carried. 11.1, Councillor Scholes.
Which is Councillor. Edison Road Stage 1, practical completion.
Councillor Scholes, Councillor Bowditch, is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary. Aye. The ayes have it, it's carried. 11.2.
So, Mr. Mayor, may I just ask a question?
Yes.
Jason here. I'm just wondering if the screen that you guys have of us, is it the one that has all of the councillors visible or just those that are speaking?
It has Councillor Ward and part of you on the screen, and then we have four other persons. Who?
Council officers.
And Councillor Ledland, I think, must be the top left.
Part of me. Oh, how interesting.
Yes.
So you can see all the participants on the screen.
Well, not visually. We can only see Councillor
Ledland. They have their cameras on, though, but you can see their place marker. And yeah, okay, cool.
Yes.
I just wondering, because often councillors are trying to participate in you know, real time from home, and it's I'm just wondering whether you can see us. You know, in the same sort of time that you're seeing everyone else that's present in the room.
If you use your right hand, I can see it. If you use your left hand, I can't.
How weird. Okay, thank you.
Can't explain why. All right.
I'm going to read that.
Yes.
The next business paper is 11.2, which is proposed council public road closures, Bengala Mine continued operations project.
Can I move with respect to this item that it be considered at the August ordinary council meeting? If there'd be a seconder for that.
Yes.
Councillor Eads, any dissent? I put it. All those in favour say aye.
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 The contrary, nay. The ayes have it. It's carried. 11.3.
Crown Roads proposed to be closed at Wybong.
I'm happy to move an action in the form of that. Oh, I do apologise. We're up to item 11.3, which is the Crown Roads proposed to be closed at Wybong. Councillor McNeill's just rejoining us. So I'm happy to move that.
Second that.
Councillor Reid seconding. Is there any dissent? I put that all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Those opposing nay. The ayes have it, it's carried. 11.4.
Mount Pleasant Modification 4.
Yes. Councillor Scull.
The Rail Loop, Section 138.
Yes.
Councillor Scholes, is there a seconder? Councillor McNeill, is there any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. The ayes have it, it's carried. 11.5 are rejoining us. Item 11.5.
Concept design for the Williams Bridge, Martindale Road.
Move the action.
Councillor Woodruff, Councillor Ward.
Yep.
Is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. The ayes have it, it's carried. 11.6.
Yes.
Councillor Scholes.
Yeah.
Good. Councillor Ward. Any dissent?
Yes.
Councillor, do either Councillor Woodruff or Councillor Ward wish to speak now, or do you wish me to invite Councillor McNeill to speak? Councillor McNeill has indicated dissent, so the proposers are entitled to go first if they wish, or they can hold fire and give comment in reply. So it's Councillor Scholes and Councillor Ward. I do apologise. So if either of the proposers wish to speak, please do. Councillor McNeill.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. My dissent is consistent with what I've spoken of on many occasions, and that's regarding the quantum of funding for footpaths, cycleways. I sincerely believe there's a great shortage of that in our community. And I do note that the stock route footpath is not considered, and that's fair enough. I respect people, those that made that determination, but I struggle, and I will always struggle with a contemporary society like ours not being able to provide a safe route to school. And effectively forcing our mothers in prams and kids to walk on the road on what is a virtual muscle bypass for Denman. And that's the extent of my dissent.
I might just speak very briefly and say that the envelope for funding rather than the priorities is generally best resolved at budget time. And although it was a somewhat truncated budget process this year because of COVID-19, we really do have that opportunity to revisit some of that this year, particularly in September, when we come to do a more detailed budget. Can I say on the specific issue that the envelope this year is up from last year? It's increased considerably over the last 10 years, not just that particular envelope, but the other work on footpaths that have been able to be funded under other funding envelopes, and usually the road program. So when roads come to be reconstructed, we've also come to reconstruct some of the footpaths, and an example of that is Thompson Street in the 1920 year budget, or to be delivered this financial year. And whilst I wish that we had unlimited funds, we know that from a safety point of view, the best funds are spent on the rural road network. We have the highest risk, and I continue to support risk as being the paramount concern for the expenditure of infrastructure, and the evidence is that is best spent on the rural road network. And in terms of the footpath network, certainly it should be prioritised by risk, and I think the allocation this year has done that. Now, does anyone else wish to be heard before I come to the proposers in reply?
Yes, just like to reinforce what you're saying, and also acknowledge Councillor McNeill's concerns with regards to two rather than those, and as described in the report, it is the next horse off the race. We're all aware of it, and no one's. It needs to be, it's the It's just the priorities as it came with regards to an actual highway as opposed to an alternate route. The actual highway took precedence over the alternate route. But I think we're all aware of the concerns of flood related and needs to be addressed.
And I might just add, even though I'm out of kilter, that 80% of the work on that road is done and has been done in the last 8 years. There's 20% to go, but we should be very proud of the work that we have done to date. After all, the school was built without having any of that access in place, which I think was unsatisfactory from a planning point of view. Now, Councillor Ward, are you happy with that, or is there anything further you wish to say as one of the proposers in reply?
Road, Turtle Street, yeah.
Yes, and I think we indicated earlier that that's something we hope to get to as part of this broader issue in as part of the September review.
Yeah.
It might have the happy effect of also increasing the envelope in line with what Councillor McNeill has.
Yeah.
As priority.
Yeah.
So I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary say the ayes have it, it's carried. Well, that takes us, I think, to 11.7, the liquid trade price review. Councillor Ledland, I think I heard.
Yeah.
Yes. Councillor Scholes, is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary say aye. The ayes have it as carried. 11.8.
Which is the regional tank that's recycling.
Councillor Foy.
Yes.
Councillor Scholes.
I have a question.
Councillor McNeill.
Yeah, just wondering if you could explain where the, I guess, the suspected issue is with competition law.
With competition in relation to?
Yeah, that's ACCC. There's a concern. You're going out to seek permission from there.
Yes.
Just trying to understand why that would be an issue.
Derek?
Thanks very much for the question, Councillor. The advice we have for the Hunter Joint Organisation is that to ensure appropriate probity and transparency, it would be an appropriate cautionary exercise to seek that permission initially. It would just provide evidence of probity.
Thank you. Are there any other questions then before I commit that? It did have a move in the second, didn't it?
For the response.
Yes, thank you. Well, I put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. Sorry, everyone. The ayes have it, it's carried. 12.1.
The annual financial statement.
Ledland. Yes. Councillor Woodruff, any dissent? Put it. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. The ayes have it, it's carried. 12.2, Councillor Scholes.
It's the authorisation for pursuant to section 226 of the Local Government Act.
So second, Councillor Woodruff, any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
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 The contrary, nay. The ayes have it, it's carried. 12.3 is the policy review. I'm happy to move that, noting my earlier comments. Councillor Ledland seconding. Is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. The ayes have it, it's carried. 12.4, Councillor Woodruff.
It's the amendment to Council's governance policy and code of conduct.
Councillor Scholes, is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. The ayes have it as carried. 12.5, Councillor Ledland.
Yes.
Is there a seconder? Councillor Woodruff. Is there any dissent? I put it. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. The ayes have it as carried. 12.8.
Six.
Yes. I do apologise. 12.6.
Which is Planning and Environment Services Report.
I'm happy to move that way. Councillor Bowditch seconding. Is there any dissent? I put it. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. The ayes have it, it's carried. 12.7 is the Community Services Report, Councillor Eads. Is there a seconder? Councillor Scholes. Any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, nay. The ayes have it, it's carried. There are no reports from committees or notices of motion or rescission or questions with notice. Councillor reports, if there be any. I might go to those on the screen first. And councillors in the room. Thank you. Questions without notice. Councillor Bowditch.
The first one I have, the General Manager, Volunteer Park. The rubbish up on the eastern side of the park in the last couple of weeks is becoming more apparent, and I'm not sure if it's not getting picked up or whether more and more people just seem to be using and dumping a lot of waste on in the bins there. But last week, myself and three neighbours went over on Sunday afternoon and with Uber bags picked up some rubbish and was blowing around the street and making a mess everywhere. I'm not sure if we can have a look at what the time frame between this pickup is on this park or not.
I think we could say with some certainty that if it isn't in the specifications for the park, that it will be.
Yes, thank you.
And I think we thank you for your generous volunteering as well.
One of the other questions I'm going to ask is, it's a safety issue, I understand. It's purely, I'm getting asked a lot of questions through the social media ranks, and people are ringing me asking about the section of Wyvern Road that's just been done up, and it's still double yellow lines on that really, that long section of road, which is probably the best section of road on Wyvern Road that people can't overtake. It's purely just so as I can get feedback, or have feedback from other councillors that have asked for it, but just so as if when people ask, I can tell them why it's double lines on that new section and not the others. So that's purely just for that.
Can we take that on notice? Are you happiest that way, or would you prefer to? So we might take that on notice. We'll get there eventually. Are there any other questions? Well, thank you. That, I think, takes us into a motion to go into closed council. Councillor Bowditch, Councillor Eads. Any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no. The ayes have it, it's carried.
Have we stopped recording? Just let me know when they've stopped.